At first, it's just a word. A word other people use for you. You hear it for the first time and it feels distant. As if it belongs to someone else. Someone a little further ahead than you. The word comes from the outside. People say it naturally. As if it already describes who you are. But inside, you're not so sure. You understand why they use it. Yet it still feels unfamiliar, as if you haven't quite grown into it. Then you hear it again, and again. Slowly the distance between you and the word begins to disappear. At first, you're responding to other people's expectations. You notice what this role asks of you, who people think someone in this role should be. But then something changes. The expectations no longer come only from the outside. You begin creating your own. You start asking yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? How do I want to carry this responsibility? What does this role mean to me? That's when the word begins to change. It is no longer just a label. It becomes something you actively grow into, something you shape, and something that shapes you in return. Looking back, it feels like a castle. Not one I built, but one I was given. At first, I only stood at its gates. Then, little by little, I stepped inside. I learned its rooms, its rhythms, its demands. And while I was learning how to care for the castle was teaching me how to inhabit it. How to become the person it required me to be. Until one day, the word no longer felt unfamiliar. It no longer felt like a role. It felt like a part of me. The expectations of the world and my own expectations had slowly met in the same place. And the person I was trying to become had quietly become the person I am.